we're in the middle of Siman Tav Reish Mem Vav. Right, so we did Aleph and Yud, both talked about the beheaded Hadas. I didn't understand why the Mechaber didn't start with Gimel, which seems to be the introduction to Hilchas Hadas, but I just noticed before, the Tur does start with Sif Gimel. He does start with that Halacha. So we did Gimel Aleph, then we did Aleph Yud. Now we're going to do Beis Yud Aleph. Okay, and these are the buried Hadassim. Buried with an E, not with a U. So the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah and Daf Lama Beis, if you have anavav mirubot me'alav, posel. If you have more berries than leaves on the Hadassim are going to be posel. Continues the Mishnah, the Miatan Kosher, with a very simple solution. Pull off the berries. If you pull off the berries, then it's going to be kosher. However, the aim of mat is yantiv, but you can't pull off the berries on yantiv because even though the hadassim are detached, it's not a problem of kotzer, but it's a problem of tikkun mona, that you are making, so to speak, a hadas. You're kashering the hadas. Now, the Gemara goes on, dafam gimel aleph, gimel beis, exactly try to understand what the Mishnah is talking about. And the conclusion first, the Gemara gives one hesber, the Gemara rejects the hesber, then the Gemara gives another one. Amar b'chizda, basically, lo shenu ela anavav shechoros. It's only if the berries are black. Aval yirokos can mine hadasu v'kasher. Green berries are okay. It's only black berries that are not okay. And then the Gemara goes on to say that red is like black, and then it connects in the Hilchos Nida that red and black are both colors that are tamek. That's not our topic. Okay, so green berries are okay, and the other color berries are not. So let's see that now. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion, which I didn't bring in Gemara, I just brought my notes, but right, it doesn't matter. What if it started out being puzzle, then it became kosher, and what if it started out kosher, then it became puzzle, then it became kosher? All sorts of interesting. Okay. We're not going to go through that right now. Tuf Reish Mem Vav Seif Beis Hoyu Anavav Merubos Me Olav. If there are more berries than leaves, Im Yerukos Kasher. If the berries are green, then it doesn't affect the kashrus of the hadas. It's going to be kosher. Vim Adumos Oshecharos Pasul. If they're red or black berries, then the hadas is going to be pasul. The miatan kosher. If you take off the berries, the hadas will be kosher. The aim of matir on some be yantif. You're not allowed to take them off on yantif the free shehukim misake because you're quote unquote fixing the hadas. Avar v'liktan. If he did it anyway, he wasn't allowed to, but he took off the berries on yantif, which he wasn't allowed to do. Oh, and here there's a discussion about the girsa in the mechaber. We'll just read our girsa for now. He took off the berries to eat them. Now you're allowed to pick berries off of a leaf to eat it, assuming that the leaf is detached from the tree, obviously. You're allowed to pick the grape off of the grape cluster on Shabbos or Yontif in order to eat it, right? We do that Ma'isin B'chayam. So if that's the case, or he picked them to eat, Harei Zeh Kosher. Then we have parentheses. I'm not clear who the princes are. This psul is only a psul on the first day of Sukkot. After that, even if there's more berries, it's still going to be kosher. Now, this is really only an issue for the first day, because on the first day is Yontif, and you can't pull off the berries. Once it's Chol HaMoed, so there's a whole discussion, a big deal. Is it possible the rest of the week or only the first day? So the rest of the week in Chol HaMoed you can pull off the berries. It's only on Yontif that you go Yontif morning to shake your lulav and you realize, I've never seen a berry on a hadas, but all of a sudden you see that your hadas is full of blackberries. Like, whoa, this is trouble. So Yontif, you're stuck. But if let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael. The first day of Shabbos, you didn't take the lulav. You come the second day, Sunday. And now, where do those blackberries come from? I don't know, no problem. Flick, 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 flick. No. And now the hadas is kosher. So if it is or is not a psul on the second day, is more theoretical, I would say. That more, is that the word? Theoretical or more? I don't know. It's not a practical problem. Yeah, more hypo. Thank you. More hypothetical. Thank you. Okay. So let's go through this mechaber again. How you anava maruba may Allah. If there are more berries than leaves, imiruko is kosher. If they're green, it's kosher. If they are adumos or shkoros, pasul. Mishabura sifkatan. Hey, vav, let's see, vav. Imiruko is kosher. So what's the difference between, what does it matter what the color of the berries are? So this is actually a very interesting discussion. Mishabura sifkatan vav. Degam hahadas yaroku. The hadas itself is green. The Shunu Mare Machmas Hanavim. And if you have green berries there, so it doesn't, they don't really stand out. It really blends in with the green leaves. Mashen came Bishchoros, but that's not the case with blackberries. They will be very noticeable. The Gam Adumos Habishchoros. Darmina Hai Shachor Adam Hu El Shalakam. The color black is supposed to come from red, but it's something that happened to the red color. So it's really like red. That's why black. Maros of a woman is tame like red. Aval adumos or shchoros pasul. Black or red is pasul de lav hadarhu. So Mishabura says it's not hadar. Now Sharatzi and Ois Dalid, he brings on Rashi bedaf yud aleph omer aleph. I don't know what that means. Unless I miss something. Does your Sharatzi say Rashi daf yud aleph omer aleph? Okay. I mean, I didn't read through every Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, but Daf Yud Aleph has nothing to do. This is a sugya Daf Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel in Perek Lulav HaGadol, not in the first Perek. So again, I didn't go through every Rashi, but I didn't see anything over there in my very superficial, cursory going through Daf Yud Aleph. I didn't see any mention of this at all.
How many of these were annotated Mishabura's here?
Yeah, I don't know. I need Ozo Hadar. It has.
20 pages.
Footnote. Oh yeah, also, yeah. I don't know. Okay, let's continue in the Mishabura. Then we'll go back to that Sharatzin. Okay, so we discussed three colors: red, black, and green. What about kagom gel, which is a yellow? Obla, blue. So, but kapos tamarim. They say for kapos tamarim and sadi lachmin. That should be no good. Prima gadim is topic, but that prima gadim has a suffix about that. Okay, now let's look back at Sharatzin Ois Dalet. Why, leave aside the yellow and blue, why should green be okay and red and black not be okay? So from the Mishabura, it just sounds like because it's not so noticeable. So if, I don't know if you have to say Hadar or don't have to say Hadar, but since beauty definitely plays a role in the Arba Minim, so then if it doesn't stand out, so it doesn't negatively affect its beauty so much, so it's okay. If it's very noticeable, so it doesn't, you know, it affects the beauty of the hadas. Continues the Sharatziyun on the matter Ois Dalet. Umin haYushalmi Mashi l'Chorba Maskanaso de'ikra atam. From the conclusion of the Yushalmi, it seems like the ikra reason is de'bishchoroso adumos kvar nigmar piryon. If I have a blackberry or redberry, it means that the fruit of the hadas is finished. Va'atoyra amar ulekachtem lechem anaf. Eight avos, enough. V'lo pri. We're not looking for a finished pri. The pri is the esrog. We're looking for an anaf. V'lo pri. So therefore, if it's a finished pri, it's already chase. It's not an anaf anymore. It's not considered an anaf, which sounds like a much more integral psul that would for sure be possible the whole week, it sounds like, because it's not a hadas. Mash enkin biyarukos, but if it's green, adayin lo nigmar apri. We know when the berries are green, it means it's not yet ripened. So since it's not yet ripened, it doesn't yet have the full status of a pri. It can still have the status of an av. Okay, skip the parentheses. So now that's very different than what the Mishabura said. The Mishabura just said that the color doesn't stand out. Okay, here he's saying it's not a din whether the color does or does not stand out. We don't care about that. We care about whether this has a din pre or this has a din anaf. Anaf is if it's not fully developed pre. If it's fully developed pre, then it's no longer considered an anaf. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina continues the Sharatziyun. What if this is a hadas that produces green berries? The finished product is a green berry. The green berry does not indicate an unripened red or blackberry. This is a green, I don't know, you have green pepper, I guess you could have a green berry. You have green berries. They're supposed to be green. That's what the Bishar Tzion says. If there is not the gather pears you rook in, hainu af bigmara, the finished product, the ripened berry is a green berry. So according to this approach, it will be possible. Even the green berries will be possible. Okay, Babli, the Masik Mishun Drukas Mina the Hadasu, the Babli that says that green is Mina the Hadasu, Mashman, the Tovay Satam, Commercial Armor Yushalmi Batkila. Sounds like the Babli goes not with this conclusion of the Yushalmi, depends if it's a ripened food or not, but it goes by the color, which is one of the earlier answer in the Yushalmi. Mishun De'ena Domos Leito, it's not similar to the rest of the Hadas. Skip the parentheses. Then green will always be kosher because the point is the color. And if Shulchan Aruch is going with the Bavli, that the ikar is the color and how it affects the beauty of the Adas, and not whether it's a Gemar Pri or not, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch just tells us green is kosher, red and black are not kosher. Then the Mechaber told us if you take off the berries, it's going to be kosher, but you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Sounds like from the Mishnah and also from the Chabad, the miatan kasher. If you take him off, it's kasher. One could understand that as it's b'di'evid. B'di'evid, if you did it, it's kasher. So explains the Mishnah. No, even the chatchila you could take him off. Kadesh you ala merubos me'anav, so that you have more leaves than berries. Even if you already put it inside the lulav, since we Paskim Iker did, the lulav does not need to be tied up. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. Iker did be tied up for extra beauty, hinder mitzvah, but it doesn't really have to be tied up. So the fact that when you tied it up, the hadas was not kosher and later became kosher, that doesn't matter. Then the Mechaber told us, Avar v'likdan, if he violated Hilchos Yantif by flicking off the berries to kasher the hadas, so then the hadas is now kosher. He did something wrong. He has to do tshuva, come to Yom Kippur, chap al chet, but lemaisa, the hadas is going to be kosher. Then the other case, which is more exciting, hold on, there's a douche. Okay, then the next piece of the Mechaber is the lashon of the Mechaber, liktan echad echad achil. He took off one at a time in order to eat it. Sounds like that's going to be kosher, says the Mechaber. Look at the Mishnah of Katan Chaz. It's not so simple. Ayin betaz v'agrosh eskimu. The tzarich lomar. There's a mistake in the Mechaber. It shouldn't say liktan echad echad. It should say liktan acher la'achila. Your son came and decided that he was hungry and mom didn't feed him and he didn't like the cholent and he wanted to eat the berries. So you have the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Gra. You can't decide, well, wait a second, my hand, this is not kosher. I'm not allowed to take up the berries on Yontif. Oh, I'll eat them. And that way I'll trick God and I'll kasher the Hadas. That doesn't work. It sounds like it works from the Mechaber. Say the post game, that's not what the Bishop Mechaber meant. Let's see. Only a different person who's looking only for food. Healthy food. He doesn't have his ulterior motives that he wants to kasher the hadas. So then it's going to be mutter to pick off the berries in order to eat them. Why? This should be a psik reisha. If I got the psik reisha, who d'memela muksha? Wait a second. I'm allowed to do something on Shabbos. I'm allowed to do A, and B, which is prohibited, may or may not happen. Dava shena miskabi. So we pass from that to mutter. But if B is for sure going to happen, that's called a psik reisha. I can't cut off the head of the chicken and say I'm just looking for a toy head of chicken for my son to play with, but I don't want the chicken to die. The chicken's obviously going to die. That's called psikresha. It's going to be usher. So here, how does it help? I want to eat the berries, but it's going to make the hadas kosher automatically. So here, hare lo nichale ba'hechsher ahu. This gets more complicated into There's different types of psikreisha. Psikreisha I'm happy about. Psikreisha I'm not happy with the final result. Here, I don't care about the final result. I'm not using this hadas. This is not my hadas. I'm looking for food. I care nothing about the hadas. All I care about is eating some berries. So in that case, there's room to be makim. We came into the Soviet to Elif Bezel, Adam Acher, Yeah, Yachel Otzbehad, Yidei Mitzvah, Lo Machmerina Bezel. So we're not going to be so machmer and say, Reuben can't eat the berries because it's going to kasher the hadas for Shimon. That we're not going to say. Mashe Enki, also Ish Gufo, but Reuben to eat the hadasim, for Reuben to have a kosher hadas, Reuben to eat the berries, in order to have a kosher hadas, that's no good. Mashe Enki, also Ish Gufo. Even if his kavanah is to eat it, his kavanah is not to kasher the hadas. He's just very hungry. It's still no good. Because then we say psik reishu. And this is a psik reishu denichale. He's benefiting from this. He's happy about the psik reishu. He's happy that he has the hadas. This is the conclusion of the Gemara. Unless he has other hadassim, he doesn't need these hadassim. He's got tons of hadassim. So if he has tons of hadassim, and he doesn't need this one, so it doesn't help him that he has another kosher hadass. Dirshu throws a flag here, footnote 11, bring down from the Bikurei Yaakov, this will only stand if the other hadassim are as nice as this one. If the other hadassim are not so nice, so then he's happy to have a new kosher hadass, a nicer kosher hadass, then the svara is not going to work. So for him to do it, he can only do it if he has other hadassim just as nice and doesn't need it. So it's the psik reisha is lo nichle. He doesn't care about it at all. It doesn't help him. And it'll work for somebody else. Because the other person, he doesn't care. I mean, well, why is the other person allowed to eat your berries? So you have to figure that out. So your son. Your son figured everything in the fridge he holds is hefker. I don't know. His mother doesn't always think everything in the fridge is hefker, but... Okay, so he takes the berries. He only cares about the berries. He doesn't care about the hadas. He's not using the hadas. And the father can be able to use the hadas. Now, in terms of the iser involved over here, afterwards, b'di'evet, we said, the Mechaber told us, we're allowed to use it. B'di'evet, if he did the iser, and he kashered the hadas, which he wasn't allowed to do, and not if he's allowed to use it. So, Dirshu footnote 10 discusses why is that not a mitzvah b'avera. It brings everything up software because when the first the Aveira is done, and then the mitzvah, when he's doing the mitzvah, the Aveira is gone, it's finished. It's true. He kashed the hadas with the Aveira, but the Aveira is finished. As opposed to, let's say, lulav hagozel, a person steals something, he's always obligated to return it. It's like he stole yesterday and the Aveira is done. The Aveira is not done because he's obligated to return it. So the Aveira is always in motion and he's fulfilling the mitzvah through the Aveira because he still has to return it. But here is the two totally separate things. He did the Aveira. Aveira is finished. And now he wants to do the mitzvah. B'di'evet, that would be okay. Now, parentheses. Miyom Rishon ve'elach kosher b'chol inyan. After the first day, it will for sure be kosher. What does that mean? Meaning, even if you didn't take off the berries. Mishmah Sivkat and Tess. What's the Lomar? Afilu lo miyatan klal. Even if you didn't take the berries at all. V'taymo, desfilei dekola psulin. Afilu otan shepsum shuhadar. Gam came to Hurak Biyom Rishon, because this opinion holds that all of the psulim, even the psulim of Hadar, are only pasul on the first day. So says Mishibur, wait a second. Fizeh, Lididar, we Ashkenazi Jews, the Paskin of the Kaman and Tafresh Mentes, the Ramah Paskins, the psulim Achmas Hadar, psulim Kol Shiva, the psulim Hadar are pasul the whole week, not just the first day. So Gam Bazeh, psulim Kol Shiva, this is like psulim Hadar, it'll be pasul the whole week. That's why I'm hesitant to say that the parentheses is the Ramah. Then, I mean, it might be the Ramah, but then you have a stira from what he says, it's Tafresh Men Tes. So, I don't exactly know who the parentheses are. Now, if you skip to Tafresh Men Vav Sif Yud Aleph, the end of the Simen, which we said we do Beis Yud Aleph, in Elo El Hadash Enavav Meruba Me'ala B'Yantif. He's stuck. It's Yantif. He didn't notice that he has all these blackberries all over his Hadas. He doesn't have any other Hadasim. No neighbors to borrow from. So notlo ve'ena mavarich olav. He'll take it as part of the arba minim, but since it's pasul, he will not make a bracha on it. Mishnah Yosef Katan Lamavav here says upasul afilu b'shara yamim. It's going to be pasul the whole week, which is exactly the opposite of what we just saw at the end of Sif Beis, where it's kosher the whole week. Now, if that's the case, in his dam lo achigach hadas macher, afterwards he finds kosher hadasim without berries, tzarek levarach b'shar hayamim gamkein, he'll have to make another bracha. Now, the shar hayamim case, again, is not so practical, because he didn't notice until after he shook the lulav, and then he saw that all of a sudden he has all his berries all over his hadas. But so why is he shaking the lulav if it's pasuk? Kedei shel tishtakach toras lulav. V'ayim bebir alacha. Now, there's a few things here that I find troubling. First of all, there are... If it's a psul hadar, and if it's a machlokes haposkim, so take it, because according to some... When it comes to the bracha, safik brachas laka, don't make a bracha, but safik mitzvah luchumra. So he should take the lulav and without making a bracha. According to the post, say it's mutter, he was makai the mitzvah. He can't make a bracha because according to the post, say it's posel, it would be a bracha levatala. But then, if he then goes and finds a kosher one, he shouldn't be able to make a bracha now. Because according to a number of poskim, even though we don't necessarily pass like those poskim, according to a number of poskim, it was kosher and he was already yotze. So it's weiter a suffix and he should take it. It would seem he should take it without a bracha. So I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this Mishabura. But now, look at the Bir Halacha over here. It tries to put together Sif Beis and Sif Yud Aleph. Note of Inner Vavarich Aleph. I'm Beis Yosef, Shehebi B'Shem Orchas Chaim, Shehebi B'Shem Baal HaShlamah, Shekasha B'Shar Yamin. The Baal HaShlamah holds that if there are more berries and leaves, it's kosher the rest of the week. Just puzzle the first day. The Kasha was never Benek Abayis, but not nearly. The Benek Abayis, which is written, I believe, by the Beis Yosef, lo nearly, ela pasul b'chol hayamim. It's pasul the whole week. Lo anias daiti b'al ha'shlama einu yachu b'davar zeh. The b'al ha'shlama, there are other people on his team. They gam da'asar v'magi, kinu b'da'asar Rambam. The Magid Mishnah understands within the Rambam also that it's going to be kosher the rest of the week. Then he brings down a few lines later, the Bir Halacha from the Prima Gadim, who wants to say based Tafresh Mentes, the Gandasa Machaber who came the Hakshabanovav, that the Shulchan Aruch is going to be Mekel on this Hadas. Mishtemitze, Mashikasa, the Benek Abayis, the head, the Pasuk Gamashayami, but the Benek Abayis, which is in the Beis Yosef, different font, and it's written by the Beis Yosef, so then the Beis Yosef says Mufurish, that is no good. So how could you say that the Ikra opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that it is good? Which means that he probably holds it's not a psul hadar, it's something else. Okay, so that's a difficulty over here, the sugya between Sif Beis and Sif Yud Aleph, and putting together exactly what is the psul, and is it psul b'shar yamim, which might also be the nafkim, that might be the machlok between the Bavli and Yushalmi on some level. If it's not, if it's already a pre, doesn't have the status of an anaf, so then it's not the min. It's not a proper hadas, it's not a hadas, period. It was just a psul. The psul could only be for the first day and not necessarily the rest of the week. Especially if it's a psul hadar, which is a very big machokas, which we will discuss at length in the coming week. So that's Tafresh Mem Vav Sif Beis and Sif Yud Aleph, the buried, with an E, buried hadas.